Chagas disease, transmitted by kissing bugs, is now considered endemic in the U.S., UCLA. Chagas disease, an illness transmitted by kissing bugs, is now considered endemic in the United States, the University of California, Los Angeles said in a September 2 post, citing a recent report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Kissing bugs, also known as cone nose or barber bugs, transmit the parasite Trypanosoma cruzi to humans, which causes Chagas disease. The bugs bite humans to access blood. After that, these bugs deposit their droppings containing the parasites onto human skin. If the droppings get into the body, via a cut or through the eyes or mouth, the individual may end up getting infected, the CDC said in a September 2024 post. For instance, when a person scratches the bite, the parasites may enter the wound and into the bloodstream. The CDC warned that the illness can potentially lead to sudden death in some individuals. The kissing bugs have been identified across 32 states, with native infections reported in 8, California, Arizona, Texas, Tennessee, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Arkansas, according to the CDC report cited by the UCLA. The agency concluded there was sufficient evidence to declare that the country is now considered endemic for Chagas disease. There are an estimated 300,000 plus Americans infected with these parasites, with 45,000 in Los Angeles alone, UCLA said in its post, adding that fewer than 2% know they carry the parasites. According to UCLA, many individuals with Chagas disease remain asymptomatic during the illness's acute and chronic phases. In the acute phase, infected individuals may experience severe swelling of the eyelids. Sean Young, a professor of clinical microbiology at UCLA, said this is almost a hallmark of acute Chagas infection. Other symptoms in the acute phase include vomiting, body aches, fever, diarrhea, and fatigue. However, since these symptoms could be confused with other illnesses, many individuals fail to determine whether they are infected with the parasites, UCLA said. The chronic phase, which can last a person's entire life, presents more challenges, with around 20% of impacted individuals developing serious digestive and heart issues, according to UCLA. If the illness is left untreated, it kills the heart very slowly, Young said. Individuals who travel to Mexico, South America, and Central America, as well as people from these regions, must test for the illness in case they experience any heart issues, he added. Young advised people who visit Latin American regions to sleep under a net as a precaution against getting bitten by kissing bugs. The kissing bugs in the endemic area, Latin America, almost all of them carry the parasite, he warned. The situation in the United States varies, with bugs in Los Angeles less likely to carry parasites while insects in Texas were found carrying them, according to UCLA. Judith Currier, chief of infectious diseases at UCLA Health, said that most people living with Chagas disease are unaware of their diagnosis, often until it's too late to have effective treatment. Since 2007, blood supplies received from donors in the United States have been tested for Chagas disease, according to a CDC document, which added that roughly 1 in 27,500 donors test positive for the infection. Exposure and treatment. The World Health Organization estimates that more than 7 million people globally, mostly in Latin America, get infected with the parasite that causes Chagas disease, resulting in more than 10,000 deaths annually. According to the CDC, in addition to exposure to kissing bug droppings, there are other ways for the Trypanosoma cruzi parasite to enter the human body. This can happen through contaminated blood products during transfusions, contaminated food or drink, lab accidents, or an organ transplant from an infected donor, said the agency. In indoor spaces, these bugs can hide in the cracks of walls and the roof during the day. Outdoors, the bugs may be seen between rocky structures, chicken coops, rodent nests, animal burrows, and under cement. In the United States, the bugs rarely infest homes because houses are well sealed and have plastered walls. However, finding them indoors, especially younger, wingless nymphs, may indicate an infestation, the CDC said. If these bugs are inside, they are often found near where pets sleep, where rodents are present, or around beds and bedrooms, especially under or near mattresses or nightstands. There are two main treatments recommended in the United States for Chagas disease. The first is an antiparasitic treatment that aims to kill the parasite causing the illness, according to the CDC. The second is a symptomatic treatment focused on helping manage the signs and symptoms of the infection, it says.